You've got to double down. You got to find what's working from your leaders, from your upline, and you've got to disseminate what is working. You've got to double down on what's working and teach your team what's working and tell them to double down.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Double down on what you already got that's working, that got you in a room like this. You're already smashing it. You just forgot. You forgot when you entered this room that you're already among the top. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? You get it? You get it? You get it? Do you get it? You gotta change your whole posture sometimes to make your workout better. Raise your hand if you follow. Sometimes you're not getting the results you want in your workouts, or you're injuring yourself because your posture sucks. Well, same in building business. Sometimes your posture is, I've tried so many things. I tried everything, Brendan. And you're just like leaning over and you're like falling into the conversation besides like walking boldly in. And y'all, you got some, listen, I know the other companies. Y'all got some style in this room. You got some style. You got some energy. Who's proud of the people you serve with in this room? I mean, you all are awesome. You all look good, move good, believe good. You should have so much confidence in what you already did to get into this room. But you need to double down on it. That's what confidence is. Confidence isn't just up here. Confidence is, I'm going to double down on things. That's what this team needs to do. See, the issue with doubling down is it sounds so obvious and so simple. But many people, the challenge is they're maintaining the past. They're in the wrong time zone. How many of you are doing stuff that's old, does not work, and you kind of even know it's dumb because it's not getting any results? Anyone, could be honest, be honest. It's okay. You're in the wrong time zone. You need to find what is working now and double down on that. And no one in this room or watching at home gets to go, I don't know what to do, because you have each other. You have all these successful women. I've learned how to succeed in this industry, I feel like times 10 from the Partner Advisory Board. I feel like, oh, give me a downline, let me hunt. Don't worry. I'm not, I don't get to have one. I'm just saying if I had one, oh, I know what to do. Who's hungry in this room? I know what to do, baby, I know. Oh, you know what to do. You know, turn to the person left, right, shake them, say, you already know. You already know. I know you know. But you gotta double down on it. You gotta double down. I mean, you really gotta double down. The challenge is to double down on something. It's scary because you gotta cut something in half to double down. You gotta go, this whole thing over here is not leading me to success. Let me just pause on those actions, not the opportunity, the actions within the opportunity. What most people do is, these actions aren't working, the opportunity sucks. It's like, no, those actions are lame. You have to change how you do something again and again and again until it gets the result. And then when it gets the result, you double down on the thing. You gotta do it again. You gotta have that repetition. You gotta do it one more rep, one more time, but the things that actually work. That's why I also believe in the programming of the body platform. They work. How many of you have taken a program twice? Yeah, look around the room, that's a lot. Why? Because you're like, I'm gonna go through that again with a different level of effort and intention, and you'll get better results. You've gotta double down. You gotta find what's working from your leaders, from your upline, and you've gotta disseminate what is working. You've gotta double down on what's working and teach your team what's working and tell them to double down. We gotta get everybody off this waiting. And you gotta tell them, hey, if we wait, we lose. If we're still half in, we're gonna earn half as much. Every day we delay, we're gonna decay. We gotta get back in this thing. Let's double down on these efforts. We know this works. Double down, double down. But everyone says today, well, Brendan, I don't have time. So you all know I get ripped on this one. Oh my gosh, I don't have time. Let me just talk about the time thing, because the reason most people have time is because they're doing things that don't work. If they were doubling down on what did work, it would give them more motivation, more drive. They'd find the time. But what if I gave everyone in this room, if I gave you three more months a year, how many of you feel like you'd like smash it back home? Like you'd be so amazing in your business if you had three more months a year. Who would feel like you could build the future and build your business? Three more months. How many feel good about that? Okay, you got it. Three more months coming your way. Ready? What? Granted. You all have three more months. Watch, super easy. Here we go. Average American, 2 hours a day on social media. Average American, 2 hours a day on social media. By the way, That is not creating. That's not doing business like many of you do. That's just picking up the phone and dropping on your face in the morning. That's just scrolling. It's just scrolling. People scroll on average 1,100 times a day, up and down, left and right, each scroll teaching them to be contemptuous, each scroll teaching them to compare, each scroll and each swipe teaching them to judge. That's all it does. It trains a brain to be more judgmental. Why is the world more judgmental? 1,100 times of judgment. You have to judge it. Do I like it? Do I not like it? Comment, like, share, not, worthy, not worthy. 1,100 judgments. This is why your kids are more judgmental. You're more judgmental. Our society is more judgmental. The engineers have profited and made the simple tool to make us judgmental. If you judge, great. Then next, swipe, swear, everything. Okay, great. Guess what? Compare myself. Oh, she looks better. Oh, I don't feel so good now. I'm gonna stay in bed. Watch the math. 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day times 365 days equals 730 hours. Divided by an 8-hour workday equals 91 days. 91 days. 3 months of work. Now, I know some of you are like, but I don't want to work that much. Okay, well, maybe that's 1 hour more a day with your kids. Maybe that's 1 hour more a day of meal planning. It's 1 hour more of a workout. It's 1 hour more of reaching out. It's 1 hour more setting up your challenge group. It's 1 hour more of creating a PDF. Even if you got 1 hour more back a day, we still got you 45 days. 45 days. But the average American isn't just doing 2 hours of social media. They're watching another 2 to 2.5 of television. They're over 4 hours a day. So they're losing 6 months of their life to consumption. Now, I'm not the anti-consumption guy, believe it or not. I just want everyone to be highly intentional about that reality, to go, wait a minute, 1 hour lost a day is 45 8-hour days. Whoa, 2 hours is 90 days. Let me be really thoughtful about my time because maybe I have more of it to build my business than I thought. Doubling down doesn't mean you have to be so doubly busy. You probably just have to be less aimless. Anyone follow that one? It doesn't mean you have to be more busy. You have to be less aimless. Because many people, it's 2 hours a day of scrolling, but also an hour a day or 2 hours a day of fake work. Do y'all know what fake work is? You open up the one browser and you're typing along and you're gonna send that email and you send that note, but then you gotta check your message and you're on the WhatsApp and you do the other thing and another browser opens and then this thing happens and another browser opens and another thing opens and then another thing and then you look at the clock and 3 hours went by and you're naked. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? You're like, what happened? Literally, you're like, well, I don't understand. There's 70 browsers open. I'm naked. I don't know where my children are. You're just like, what happened? What happens? That's just losing time. It's just dumb work. It's aimlessness. Please never sit next to a computer without a checklist. Please teach your teams never sit next to a computer without a checklist. Please never open up social media without creating first. Get the creation done. Don't scroll. If we could just stop these scrolling 2 hours, we got 3 months of your life back. And listen, if you and I never earn a thing together, we never build a thing together, and all I could give you today is you left and you got intentional about your time on this earth. And you said, I'm not gonna give 90 days of my life to this phone. I'm gonna take those 90 days and give them to my family and to my fitness and into my own joys of building my life, then we did a good job today, don't you think? We did a good job. If you don't know what to double down on, get with the partner advisory board. If you don't know what to double down on, talk to the other ladies who are here this week. Literally learn, what is your playbook that is working? Ask them, what's the 5 things you do right now that are leading to sales and team building? Give me your plan. Don't even leave this event without asking at least 5 people that. If you leave this event and all we did is sweat together, then all we're gonna do is struggle together more in the future. We've got to strategize together. We have to do what? Strategize. I'm gonna give you the entire strategy for Growth Day this afternoon. Today, I wanna make sure that throughout today and tomorrow, you get down and you sit down with each other at lunch or at dinner, you go, what are the five things you are doing that is leading to results? And I want you to hear it, I want you to copy it, I want you to try it, and whatever's working for you, double down there. Like real commitment. Take 1 hour more a day and give it that. If you're like, I can't find 1 more hour a day, just check your phone right now. Go to the usage stats. See, how much time did you consume on news and social media? It already tells you the time. Take that time, times it by things that work, and then thank me at the bank, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.